your earliest memories of Mark Davis and how he's made the transition, and since the passing of his father and taking control here?
You know, I'm really impressed with Mark. I think Mark is smart enough to understand what Mark doesn't understand, and that's important for anyone. He obviously is very passionate about the organization, its history, its players, wants to bring that back very badly. And I think he understands that it's been a process over the last 2-3 years of, you know, we had a lot of dead money out there. And he knew there were going to be some lean times. And I think this year was kind of year one of we start to take, you know, instead of taking 3 steps back to take 1 step forward, we're actually taking a step forward. We were in position to win 2 games, probably should have won last week. You know, I'm partial, obviously, with a horrible call at the end of the game. But I believe this team and Mark and the head coach and the players can take away from that, that we went to New England, travel across the country, knowing that we're going to be going on to London, and, you know, we play exceptionally well there and we can compete and we can play. Are you going to have to limit your mistakes given the lack of dynamic players on offense? Yeah, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to play good defense. You're going to have to put yourself in a position where your quarterback's not forced to, you know. For example, New England 2 weeks ago plays Miami. They're so far behind, Tom Brady has to drop back 55, 60 times. Protection breaks down and he gets killed. You don't want to put this quarterback in that position, particularly as a young player.